at 22, 10 years later, so 1971, I was following the markets, and between graduating from college and going to graduate school, I was clerking on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And in that intervening period, there was a lot of aspirations, a lot of desire, and you know, to go to the moon, to eliminate poverty, to make equality in the United States, and so on. So in that early era, when there was Kennedy, and that made me an optimism. And then, but during that 10 years, the fact is that there was a lot of borrowing of money, a lot of deficits. Back then, gold was money. And money, as we know it, was like checks in the checkbook that would go get you the gold. You can turn in your paper money for gold, but gold was the real money. And because the United States had borrowed a lot more money than it had, it wrote a lot more checks than it had gold in the bank. And so on August 15th, 1971, when I was clerking on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I watched on television as President Nixon defaulted on the obligation to pay gold for the cash. He went on and he said, you know, you won't get the gold. And of course, he didn't say it that way. He said it in a way where it sounded like there were speculators and so on, and he had to do it, but he didn't get the gold. And so on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I walked on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and I thought the market was going to go down a lot because, after all, this is a big crisis, and the money as we know it ends. And I couldn't have been more wrong. It went up a lot. And what happened was, I never went through a currency devaluation before, because in my lifetime, there was no currency devaluation. So that's the first time it happened. So I went back and I looked in history, and I found the exact same thing happened on March 5th, 1933, except rather than the television and Nixon, it was the radio and Roosevelt, and he made the exact same announcement and had the exact same effect. And at that time, I learned two big things. I learned that first, that many things that never happened in my lifetime seemed surprising at the time, and that I needed to study things that happened before my lifetime to understand them. So when certain things are happening, like right now, there are certain things that have never happened in our lifetime before, but happened many times in history. So in order to understand them, just as you said in the beginning, I need to understand the patterns, and even more than the patterns, the cause and effect relationships behind the patterns. So that mistake taught me that I needed to understand history.